Welcome to the Sis Collective, the podcast. I'm your host, Samantha, mindset mentor, wellbeing practitioner, and your new soul sister. Here to bring you all things wellness, personal development, and mindset. This podcast is designed to nourish your soul, up-level your mindset, and unleash your inner potential so you can rise up to your next level. I'm on a mission to bring modern-day conscious women together. So if that's you, welcome to your brand new sisterhood. So take a seat and come join us inside the Sis Collective. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode. Today, we have a really interesting topic for you guys. So I'm going to be sharing everything about the buying our house, home, apartment process and how we did it, how we stayed aligned, how we manifested it, and basically the kind of key things that I think are really, really helpful. I share a lot on the podcast before about kind of manifestation, and I promised we were kind of moving away to more of like the well-being space and thinking about routines, habits, our mindset, and that is definitely something that we are going to do. But when something like this happens, I was like, I can't not share this. Like, I feel like this would be a bit of a crime for me not to share an episode on this. So that's why we're here, and I'm recording this episode for you guys to make sure I give you all the dirt, all of the juicy details. So before we get into it, any updates? I think we don't really have many updates. Obviously, we had the brand new launch of our first episode, which I'm super, super excited about. And loads of you downloaded that and listened. So I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for everyone who has been a kind of repeat listener and all you newbies that are following us as well. It really, really does mean a lot. I absolutely love the podcast, love being here, connecting with you guys. So thank you so much. If you did like the episode, do let us know so that we can connect with you as well. And I'm absolutely buzzing for our next episode after this, that what we've got coming up. I'm so, so excited. We've got a very, very special guest coming on. And we are, I think after this podcast comes out, it'll be the next episode. So I'm so, so excited about that. We are talking in depth about relationships, friendships, toxic cycles, how to set boundaries. Like, we're diving in. And I think that this has been sort of episode that I've been wanting to share and talk about, but always just felt a little bit like it didn't make sense on the podcast. So now, since our rebrand, I finally felt like we can have an episode on this. So I'm really, really excited for that. So that is definitely coming next. So stay tuned for that in the next couple of weeks. And all that is left to say is make sure you've got a beverage, make sure you're cozy, you're comfortable, and let's dive in. So when I was thinking about sharing this episode and what I was gonna talk to you guys about and how I was gonna talk about this, there was a part of me that was sort of wondering, I don't want this to be like, here's 5 steps to manifest your own house or anything like that. I feel like I've talked a lot about how to manifest in the past. I've shared it on other episodes. I've talked a lot about my approach, my style, how I would go about manifesting, you know, really understanding exactly what you want, how to let go, being grateful, getting rid of those limiting beliefs, taking actions, all those sort of steps. So I'm not going to make the podcast about that. I'm not going to make it like make you feel like you're sucking eggs. So I want to kind of make it a little bit different and thinking about how I stayed aligned throughout the process, how I manifested it, how I managed to stay aligned basically, and what might be getting in your way that you might not be realizing if you're trying to manifest something, whether it's, you know, house, new relationship, money, anything like that. So I do feel like these points will relate to many of you who are trying to create your dream lives and call things into your reality as well. So that's why I wanted to share it in this way. So first of all, I probably have maybe like 4 or 5 little points here that I'm going to share on. These are in no particular order. I'm just going to talk about all of them, but I'm also going to be within this also explaining a little bit about the whole kind of house process and what our journey looked like as well for those of you who are interested too. So the first one being probably, I said they're not in order of importance, but this one I will say is probably the most important in my opinion. And that was because it was the most important for me at this point in my journey. And that was getting into a place of security. And I can't tell you how many times on my own journey manifesting, people I've worked with, clients I've worked with who really, really wanted to manifest something and were trying to be in a state of abundance, trying to be in that really positive, high vibe energetic state, and not really realizing that there's still a part of them, that subconscious part of them that is still acting from scarcity and who doesn't feel very secure. And this can be related to many different things. There could be things that make you not feel secure, like, you know, not feeling enough, not feeling like you have enough money, like whatever it is, it's usually that sense of not enoughness in whatever way it comes about. So for me, that sense of scarcity and security was something that was really like operating underneath the surface. So yeah, I would say that this one made the biggest difference to me over the last year, the biggest energetic difference possible, really. So rewind a little bit where I felt I was sort of in my business, things weren't quite working out. And I think if you asked me back at that time, did I feel like I was scarce? Did I feel like I wasn't in abundance? And I probably would have disagreed with you. I probably would have said, absolutely not. Like, I feel abundant. I feel good. I feel in a really good place. But actually, I think looking back now, I can see that perhaps that wasn't entirely true. And perhaps that was me not wanting to be aware of it, or actually genuinely not being aware of it. But I can really see now that that lack of security and that lack of having what I needed in terms of like money and that sort of thing, how that was then playing out in my reality and how that was then causing things to not come into my life. Because one of the major rules with manifestation, bringing anything into your reality, is that you need to feel like you're secure and you need to be coming from a place of already enoughness and already having enoughness. Whereas if you're coming from a place of like, I need this, or I have to have this because I don't have enough, then you're in the wrong energy for receiving. So I think for me, as I said, it wasn't that I was consciously aware that I was coming from this scarcity place. But once I created sort of security and like grounded in my roots, then I realized that I wasn't secure, if that makes sense. It took me to kind of step away, put my roots in down a little bit, ground myself to suddenly realize, oh, hang on a minute, like I wasn't quite as secure as I was feeling. And that was probably translated across a few different things. That was probably translated in, that was probably financial, but that was also like within myself, maybe not feeling some enoughness. So stepping away for a short while and actually thinking about what I needed and what was going to help me to feel secure. And for me, that was going back to full-time work at that time. That was what helped me to get back feeling secure, helped me ground myself, helped me get my roots back into the ground. And that was probably the number one thing that I think helped me over the next year, was once I was in that place, then I truly could step into my abundance. I could truly feel abundant and safe because I'd already created a really solid foundation. So I would say that was the number one thing that I noticed that really, really shifted over the last year, was creating that solid foundation, creating that in each aspect of my life, and stepping back, or sidestepping, I should say, because I don't really follow up with stepping back as such. Like, our journey is kind of constantly going forward. I feel like sidestepping kind of allowed me just that space and time to think about all of those different things, the different areas that I was secure in, focus on different areas, focus on kind of filling myself back up. And then that really helped me to be able to then step into this like new chapter of my life and actually call that in, because I then became a match to that. Whereas before, it wouldn't have likely happened because I wasn't really quite in the right energetic space to receive it. So that, I would say, is like the biggest one that I noticed for sure. The next one I would say that I feel like really, really made a difference was coming at it not needing it. And you can see how these kind of relate, but not needing to buy a place. So I feel like that was kind of really key. I didn't need to move out and I didn't need to buy a place. So giving you guys a bit of backstory, actually, we started looking in, I would say, yeah, around September time. We started looking, we got really, really excited. We saw about like 16 properties, something like that. And we had like a really, really clear idea of what we wanted. Garden space, ground floor. We wanted a view from our living room. Lots of things that we decided were like non-negotiables. But then some things that as we kept kind of seeing new places and kind of getting an idea of what we like, because until you start seeing places and you start kind of like seeing them in the flesh and getting a feel for places, I feel like what you like is just a list on paper until you're actually there and you can really decide actually what is it that we love, what do we need, and what do we want. So the non-negotiable list definitely shifted across the journey. But what was interesting is we saw so many different places. So we actually offered on two, like before we made an offer on this one. So this was the third place we offered on, which is kind of crazy to me now, because I just think like, oh wow, like how that journey kind of progressed. But what I found really interesting is one of the places that we offered on was one where it had come up and we had seen it. And when we went, we just didn't really get the feeling, but it was really big. Like it was a really, really good size. It was where we wanted to be, all of these different things. So I was just like, ah, like I felt like we should have gone for it. Anyway, it got sold and then we left it. But I was like, I kind of knew it wasn't really the one. And then I was really, really sick. Like the sickest I've been for ages, for about a week. And during that time, it came back on again. And I remember just saying to James, I was like, we have to go see it. Like, I have to like pull myself and go see this sick, because I feel like it's come back on for a reason. And we did. We went and looked at it. And I, like I said, I was so ill, but I kind of pulled myself together and we went. And we offered on it. We came home, we offered on it. And yeah, we were just like, yay, amazing. This is so great. But what I found really, really interesting was I couldn't really find the kind of the voice, if that makes sense. And actually, this is going to lead on to my next point. So these are all going to kind of blur a little bit. But I couldn't find that sense of certainty that like it was the one. And I remember pulling loads of cards and pulling and trying to like get the answers from outside myself, talking to the universe, trying to be like, what should I do? And I just couldn't find it. I just couldn't get those answers. And what was so interesting was then there was that night we were doing lots of Googling and we found that there was like this huge school that was being built next to it. And what that would have meant was like huge disruption, like loud drilling, banging, all these sorts of things. Like there'd be dust in the air for like however long, probably even like a year or two, maybe even more. And we were just like, oh my God, like we need to pull out. And once we realized that, we were just like, that was like protection. Like finding that out and making sure we kind of saw that information before we went any further ahead, I was just like, I feel so guided and protected. And I felt so supported on this like house buying journey, because I was like, okay, I know that's not the one. And we did actually offer on another place as well. We were really excited about that one. Like I think we offered on the Friday and then we went to Manchester for the weekend. And by the Monday, they had said that they weren't going to take our offer. And the reason why was because they were already kind of under offer, but their buyers were messing them around. So they put it back on the market very kind of like whimsically. And we obviously went and saw it and put our offer in. And I don't think they were really expecting that. So it was a bit like, why'd you put it back on the market then? But anyway, we did. We saw it and they didn't take our offer. And again, now looking back, I'm like, it was protection. Like when I imagine living in that place versus where we live now, like they just don't compare. Like how I feel in this space, how I am in this space, how I'm living, how it, like all of these different things, like that just is just, yeah, it's just so different. And I just think it's amazing when you can kind of trust that on the journey. So that this goes back to my original point of not needing to find a place. We were so just open, like we were taking the action, like we were seeing places religiously. I mean, 16 properties is, for me anyway, in my opinion, that's a lot of properties in a short space of time. But it wasn't coming from a needy energy, it was all coming from excitement. Like we were buzzing to be searching, like we were so thrilled and so open that we were in the right energy. We weren't in this place of like, we need to find a home, our lease is going to be running out, blah, blah. Because that's the thing. I mean, we were looking in what, like September, October time. Our lease did run out or was going to be running out in March, like now. So that was like 6 months. And obviously everyone knows the house buying process can take forever. I mean, you can be looking for ages and then you can be waiting for things and problems, and months can go by with all sorts of stuff going on. So in like an actual timeline, like if we look at it like realistically, we were on a really short time frame. But as I said, we weren't needing to find a place. So I think that was the difference of our energy, was we were just like, well, worst case scenario, we just sign another 6 months with the break clause or something like that, like we'll be fine. And I think that was a really good place to be, because we just weren't really in a hurry and we were excitedly looking but not needing. And that's the key difference, where you can be really excited and visualize and just get all buzzed about the change in what you're creating, but not coming from a place of need, like this has to happen, I need this now, blah blah blah. And that was another major thing that I noticed, is we were just in such a playful energy with it. We were just having fun, and that was, I think, just the best like headspace to be in. Okay, so the next point that I think is really, really relevant is knowing we would get it, like not, and so kind of not worrying about the other people, the noise, all of these different things. So when we saw it, I got super excited and I was like, oh my goodness, like I've got the feeling. Yeah, I was so, so excited when we first walked in, and I felt it. And I think I felt it before James. Like James took a little bit longer to come around, I think. I think he liked it, but he didn't like it quite as much as me. So there was a little bit of almost waiting for him to catch up, I suppose. But for me, there wasn't that like worry again. It wasn't like I was worried about him not liking it, or I was worried about other people swooping in or anything like that. I was coming from a very grounded place of knowingness. So again, this kind of links back to what I was saying with the other one. When we offered on that other house, I wanted to know, and I wanted to get that feeling, and I wanted to have the signs, and I wanted to be sure, but I really wasn't sure, and that's why I was seeking so many answers. With this one, I just knew, and I didn't need to even pull a single card on it. I mean, that just blows my mind. Like, I didn't pull any cards on it. I don't think I pulled any cards on it after we made the offer. Like, I just knew. And I feel like I was reflecting on this and I was like, did I know in terms of like intuitively? Did I just know? Did I know because I was just staying firm in myself? And I think there's lots of different ways you can think about this, but I think what I found really interesting was someone was trying to put in an offer at the same time as us. And actually, we ended up in like a head-to-head for a couple of hours where, okay, let me run this back, because actually I think meeting the guy actually made a big difference to us. So let me just rewind a little bit. So when we saw it, and at the point we saw it, actually, it had just dropped into our budget. So that was a massive synchronicity in itself. It was 25k over our budget before that. So it was something that I'd seen floating around, because I did go over my budget a little bit just to see. And I saw it there and I thought, oh, I really need to try and convince James to let us see this one. So it was out of our budget. And then at the point we were kind of looking, just suddenly after about, 6 weeks in, it dropped into our budget. And I was just like, yes, go, 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 go. We took action like immediately and went and saw it, I think like that day or like the next day or something like that. And we fell in love with it. We were so, so happy. But then someone else had seen it as well and yada, yada. Anyway, so we went in, I think a day or two later, maybe, I can't remember the exact timeline, but this time the person who actually like developed the whole complex and developed all the different apartments was coming to our viewing. This was what was really kind of exciting and divine, because he happened to be free at that time that we wanted to view it. So that was brilliant. He obviously could give us like his whole take on the place, like his different like design features, choices of things, how things worked, all of these different things. So we got like a real insider, which was really, really lovely. But we also got the human connection. Like we, as soon as we kind of showed up and we met him and we were chatting, we built that human connection quite quickly. And I think that's a massive thing that I'm really, really grateful for, because I think that then that stepped us up a little bit. I think immediately he was drawn to us and wanted to sell it to us. So I think that made a massive, massive difference. But what was then really, really lovely is that then in terms of synchronicities, he then was showing us around and we were talking about the like solar panels and stuff like that. And he was like, come to this like room. I want to show you something. I want to show you the batteries, blah, 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 that like they store the energy in. And we go into the room and then on the right hand side, I see these like panels, these like wood panels. And all of the night before, I'm sitting on Pinterest and I am saving like panels of different styles where people have like got the like nice wooden panels, like with the TV next to it and their kind of unit, like just basically starting to visualize exactly what I would do with the space, getting really, really excited. And I saw these panels and I was like, I really want to buy these panels. I'd saved them all on my Pinterest. When we walked into this room, there's just two sitting there. And I just look at James and I'm like, are you kidding? Like, what a synchronicity. Like, they're right there. And I just smiled at him. And like, I can't remember if that at that point he knew about them. I think he did. Because I was like, I'd spent ages like creating different Pinterest, pulling different Pinterest together, like to create a little board of these panels that I wanted. And anyway, when we get back into the apartment and we're talking about things and it ended up coming up in conversation. I was just like, I noticed that you had the panels in the room. I was like on my Pinterest, I was like looking all last night. I was like, here, look, all of the different kind of styles of how I wanted it. And he turned around and he was like, oh, you can have them. Like you can absolutely, we'll throw them in. And I was just like, sorry, what? And these panels are like, I don't know, like 120, 130 quid each. Like they're not cheap. And I was just like, are we joking? Is this another synchronicity? So I was just like buzzing at this point. I'm just so, so excited. And yeah, anyway, so we left it. We were in love. We were so, so happy. But going back to then that bidding war that we got into, we ended up kind of in that little war with somebody else. But I think because of this experience and meeting the developer, having that human connection, having those conversations, him knowing what we wanted to do with the place and how excited we were, that I think like trumped it. And that also helped me like know, I knew it was us, like I knew it was meant to be. So there was just no like fear or worry. Like, of course, on that day, I was just like, oh my goodness, like what's gonna happen, obviously that, but like there was never any kind of like real fear. It was more just anticipation and excitement as well. And so yeah, I find it really, I kind of wanted to like share it in a way of like when you know something is yours and when you know that it's coming or it's manifesting, you honestly, you don't feel like you need to worry, you have that knowing. And I really don't feel like you need the signs. And like I said, this is nothing to do with not having signs. Like I'm going to pull cards. I'm going to be looking for signs. I'm still, you know, into that. But what I find really reassuring is when you don't need it, when you realize like, actually, you know what, I already know in my core, because that's all that, you know, pulling cards is. It's just looking within you. You already have the answers. So it's just tapping into that. It's tapping into that side of you and pulling that out. And obviously when we're frantic and worried and nervous and all these different energies, it can be really, really hard to kind of quieten that just so we can tap in and fully understand what it is that we're, you know, trying to tell ourselves. And then I think the last one that I really want to share, and I think this is something that a lot of people really struggle with when it comes to like looking for the house and deciding to move and getting excited, is that people often don't want to get excited and don't want to visualize and don't want to plan in case it falls through, in case it doesn't go how they wanted it to and they've got their hopes up. And I find this a really, really interesting concept, because I think people, or generally we, I say people, we are, all of us, have a fear of like being let down or getting our hopes up and not being able to cope with things. And I think we forget like just how resilient we are. We are all so much more resilient than we give ourselves credit for. If something fell through and you didn't get it, you'd be okay. you'd be absolutely fine. And I think this is sort of what we forget. Like, it sucks, it hurts, don't get me wrong, I'm not disregarding that in the slightest. It might even, you know, make you cry, like when you lose like a house that you really could see yourself in, it's heartbreaking. But you will also be able to bounce back. And eventually, not obviously like the day it happens, but, you know, a couple of days later, a week later, a month later, you'll realize how it was protection. You'll realize how it was all part of the plan. Like when we're on a journey and we're manifesting things, we can't always see that path ahead. We can't see where we're being guided to. But when we look back, we can see how everything made sense. Like all of the good, the bad, the difficult times, all of it made sense. And you will see how like losing something was protection, was to help you. And so I think that the one thing that I did with this process and this kind of buying the apartment was letting myself just play, absolutely let my imagination run wild, let myself visualize all these different aspects, let myself live there before I lived there. And that was one of the things that I thought was a massive, massive reason why we ended up aligning so easily and manifesting it, was because I saw everything. I saw the mounted TV on the wall with the backlights. Like I saw the L-shaped sofa and I saw Kiara like sleeping on the sofa. I saw how the bed was going to go. I saw where the desk was going to be. I saw where the dining table and our new chairs that I wanted were going to be. And all of these things that I thought like, oh, I don't know if that's going to work, or I don't know how that's going to look, all these different things. But actually I allowed myself just to visualize it and just play with the ideas and, you know, not worry about it, not worry about that fear setting in. And I think this kind of goes back to, again, like full circle. I think it's a lot easier to not let fear come in when you're secure, when you know. Like I think it was easy for me to play with the idea and do all the visualization because I created so much security, because I'd created so much kind of knowing that like it's okay, like we're on a journey, like I don't need to buy a place, it's always this or something better. Those sort of beliefs I think really, really served me and then made me able to just play with the visualization and to not lean into fear. And I'm not saying that it never came up, like I'm not saying that I was invincible, but it would be like a fleeting thought that I would give no attention to. So if the fear came up and I was like, what if we lose it, I'd just be like, what if we gain it, you know? And I'd focus on that energy and I'd focus on seeing it. That's like a major thing in allowing yourself just to play, is when you can visualize it, it is about creating a sense of security and making sure you're not in that scarcity mindset so that you can fully allow yourself to play with that and feel safe to play with it. Because that's really what your brain, your ego is trying to do, is stopping you visualizing and getting excited about it because it wants to protect you from the pain that you'll feel if you don't get it. But actually, you're so much stronger than that. You're so much more resilient than that. And you will bounce back. You will absolutely bounce back. And what was also interesting is going back to the visualization of the sofa specifically, was when I did visualize it, I visualized a new sofa. But we had no intention or no want to get a new sofa at the point that we were kind of making the offer and everything like that. So it was almost like, as well, as I was playing and visualizing, I started to see what I didn't realize I wanted or needed. I started to kind of get these like ideas in my head of how I actually wanted it to look. And the thing about our other sofa was that we had it like the L shape, but the L would have been like in the middle of the room. So it would like blocked off the room. Whereas I wanted to have the L on the other side so that when you come in the room, there's like that really nice flow into the space. So that was sofa was never going to work. But when we made that offer, I didn't consciously realize that I was going to be letting go of that sofa. In my head, I was just like, yeah, this is it. This is the one. So what I found really interesting is then when we did move in, it was almost like the universe granted my wish by making sure that the sofa didn't work. it was too big for the space. So yeah, I just find that again, another synchronicity of actually, like, you don't even really know what you want and what you need until you find yourself like in that position sometimes where you're like, oh my gosh, this is so much better than I thought. And I guess that's what I'm saying, that you know what you want, but like that, it's that kind of concept of it's always this or something better. So I visualized like the space, but then I didn't really see my sofa in it, and I saw a new sofa, but it was always like, then it was that sofa or something better. And obviously once we moved in, the something better came along and we found the sofa that we wanted, and now we've got that, and it's completely transformed how we live. Like, it's one of those with the L where you pull the sofa bed up, so like it creates the bed with the L. I think, I'm not sure if I'm explaining that right, but like you literally just pull it, slide it out and lift it up, so then it becomes like a double bed, so it's a spare bed as well. It's so easy that now, like, every single night it's like movie night, game night, pulling up the sofa and snuggling all together, like me, James and Kiara, and it's just like transformed our whole evenings. And it wasn't something I had visualized like to that extent, but obviously there was a part of me that knew what I wanted and knew how I wanted to feel in the space, and that was like a really beautiful thing that came from it as well. And actually, it's really interesting because I was listening to Atomic Habits again recently, and absolutely love it. If you haven't listened or you haven't read this book, I swear it will actually change your life. Like, this is now the second time I'm listening, and I'm just like, there's so much that I didn't really realize, maybe I missed or I didn't really see. And I think anytime you listen or reread something, you always hear what you need to hear. And it's so funny because in there was something that really resonated that hit me, and it's something called the Diderot effect. And what that means is, like, when you make a new purchase, for example, you buy something, as you make that new purchase and you put it in the space, so you have that space, it's like the other things around it don't fit anymore. They don't really like align, and like I believe like they don't really match the energy anymore. So suddenly the Diderot effect is where once you've made that one purchase, it will lead to a succession of other purchases that then align with that. That's how I was viewing it anyway. And I really felt like that with literally buying our apartment. Like, the apartment was the purchase, and then everything else that we got, like, for the apartment was then to match the new apartment and the aesthetic, like, of our new life. So we literally made like a complete overhaul, like energetic reset moving in here. I think pretty much everything is brand new. We didn't have loads of money to spend on like all of this new stuff. I mean, we really did go cheap on different things, but we bought stuff that like aligned with this new level and new energy. And I think actually thinking about it, the only things that we have that we kept were the bed, the mattress and the chest of drawers. So the desk is new, dining table is new, dining chairs are new, sofa's new. The TV stand is going to be mounted on the wall, so we need to get a new one. So all of these different things have been kind of like a snowball effect, basically. Yeah, one thing's led to another, and suddenly all of these different purchases are now like aligned with this new place as well. And also what I allowed myself to do, which really made a difference, I think, energetically for me, was also seeing who I was becoming with this place. And I don't feel like any manifestation should like make up like a sense of self or like a sense of identity. Otherwise it's more of an ego manifestation. But what I felt like with this new place was like, it was aligning with who I wanted to become anyway, like with who I was being, even down to like how I was going to be living my life and how I was going to be cooking in the kitchen and how I'd be dressed and the types of things I'd be making. Because now I could kind of get excited about like cooking in my kitchen, and I'm not a cook and I don't like cooking really. But now I feel like in this new place, I'm much more excited about cooking things. I'm much more excited about healthy eating, all of that different sort of stuff. And like, I could see myself like dressed in a certain way and being a certain version of myself in this environment, which was just really fun and playful and exciting. And so what was so interesting as well is, over the last few weeks before we moved, I would say for probably the last kind of 4 weeks, maybe over December and January, I got to the point where I was doing this so much in such a playful, fun way that it became weird living in our current house. And it's actually, I was saying this to one of my friends. I want to be there so much, but I already feel like I'm there because I've visualized being there and what I'm going to do in this space and how I'm going to be so many times that when I wake up in the morning, it feels weird that I'm still in this like reality. And that's probably one of the first times I've ever manifested and aligned with something so much that my current reality felt wrong or felt odd. Like I felt like I was on the wrong timeline. And that was like huge, where I was like, wow, like I've completely shifted and I'm just like not quite caught up there. Caught up, yeah, I'm not quite there yet. And I found that so interesting because I think with every other manifestation or things that I've called into my life, it's never quite felt that like different, that like kind of jarring. So I found that so, so interesting that I'd completely kind of energetically detached from my current lifestyle and was so like, you know, delusional living in this new apartment before we were even there yet. Yeah, it felt really strange those last couple of weeks, like getting things together and actually making the shift because I was already there. So yeah, I hope this episode is helpful. Obviously, thinking about the question I mentioned at the start, like what you may not realize is actually getting in your way. And I kind of feel like throughout the podcast, I've kind of been like dripping that in, little nuggets of it throughout, where I really feel like we can think that we're secure and we can think that we're not acting from a place of scarcity when actually we might be. And sometimes this takes a really harsh like look at in the mirror and thinking, am I insecure right now? Am I not, and not insecure in yourself, but like in your foundation, in your energy, are you completely secure? And I think that can be something that can really get in our way and stop us from calling things in because we're not quite in the right energy for it. And that was, I think, the biggest thing for me that made a massive difference over the last kind of year, that enabled me to get in the place energetically and headspace where I could call in this new chapter and where I could manifest and align with buying a house. That wasn't something that I'd even really thought was going to be something on our radar, something that we could do. But getting into a place of security meant that I could call in more money, I could receive more, and I could get into a place where that then became a reality. So it's thinking about it in that way is just when you're thinking about what you're trying to call in and what you're manifesting, are you fully aligned with it? Like, do you feel like you know 100% that that's yours? It's already yours. Like, you don't need a sign. You don't need to talk to so-and-so about it. Like, it's already done. If you feel that in your heart, then you're on the right track. If you don't, then you have to think about what is it that's stopping you feeling that? Like, what is getting in your way? What is stopping you not fully knowing? And it might be that that doesn't make sense yet. Like, for us, it was that protection of that first place where we didn't really know why we couldn't find the answers. I didn't really know why I was looking for so much within like the oracle cards and stuff like that, but it made sense afterwards. So sometimes it's also trusting that you don't need to know why it doesn't feel right or why it doesn't feel like it's not yours. Sometimes it does make sense afterwards, but sometimes it is because there's something in you that doesn't believe it. You know, there might even be a part of you that doesn't even feel worthy of it, doesn't feel like you can have it or you deserve it, or that other people should have it more than you. And these sort of fears and these sort of beliefs usually are like lurking much further down and much deeper within the surface. It could also be as well like the consequence of having it. So like the consequence of going after that thing and calling, for example, let's think about a relationship, calling in a new romantic partner. Well, the consequence of that is mean you might make your friend mad. Like if you have a best friend that's like, you do everything together, you might make that friend mad because you're not available anymore and you don't want to mess up that friendship. So you sabotage yourself starting a new relationship. And it's like, we're complicated creatures, right? Like we have so many different ways that our subconscious can stop us from going after things and protect us. You know, we're wired a certain way to be able to protect ourselves. But the thing is, often we don't consciously know why we're doing something until we actually sit down and explore it and think about what is this that's actually getting in our way. And then my next thing will be, can you visualize it playfully? Can you sit down and playfully think about that thing happening, what that feels like, allowing yourself to just be completely just joyful in it, thinking about it, visualizing it, having it in your mind? Whether you're a visual person, you can see it. I very much am, so I can really picture things clearly in my mind. But a lot of people can hear it. A lot of people can just like sense how it would feel and like can feel that and hone in on that. Whatever it is, can you do it in a playful way and not get too caught up in the fear around it? Because if you are feeling a lot of fear, then that is a sign that you need to kind of think about, okay, so what's bringing up this fear? What's going on behind that fear? And that will be when you get the answer of what is getting in your way. I've really, really enjoyed recording this episode. I feel like this is going to be a bit of a long one. I'm going to try and do some editing for you. But yeah, I just wanted it to feel like you could take something from it in a way that maybe might not be kind of obvious, like when you're manifesting something or you're trying to align with something, and having it a little bit of a think about it in a different way. So yeah, I hope this episode was useful. I hope it was just easy listening, a fun, just chilled one, but also hopefully there are some takeaways from it. If you do like the episode, you did take something and you did think, aha, like got that little moment, anything like that, please do let me know. You can write a review and screenshot it me, send it to me at @thesiscollective_ so I can see it. You can drop me a DM @thesiscollective. And if you really do want to be a part of our new sisterhood, be a part of our growing little community, then do come and follow us over there as well. Like I've mentioned already on the previous episode, there's lots of really exciting things that are going to be coming over the next year. First and foremost is wanting to build our community and focus on you guys, and also thinking about what we want on the podcast. So this episode in particular was requested, and we have one more episode that we're going to be recording, which is going to come after the next one. So I already mentioned a little teaser of what's coming next, but the one after that, I think we're really going to talk about what happens when you change your environment, but then like you haven't changed. So like kind of that waiting for like, I will be better when, I will be happier when I get a partner, I'll be happier when I get a new job, I'll be happier when I move place, blah, 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 blah. And actually what really happens, and just having a little think about that and what you can do about that. I think that's going to be a really interesting episode that's going to be really helpful. So we're definitely going to get that one recorded and out to you guys as well straight after the next one. As I said, if you did enjoy it, come give us a follow, come say hello. But for now, guys, I will see you in the next one. Bye.